Hello, everybody, from Tucson, Arizona. Welcome to another Radio Munson. That's Henry Mancini's music, and you think of Mancini's music as being motion picture music and maybe just a little bit of a jazz feel from time to time. There's one of the more upbeat things that he wrote and did. It's just called Cheers, and that's what we say to you. We raise a glass. Well, I don't have a glass yet, but I'm going to have one a little later on because we're going to play some saloon songs before 9 o'clock Central Time rolls around tonight here on Radio Munson. But I raise a glass, a figurative glass anyway, and cheers to all of you wherever you are this evening. Mancini wrote that song and called it Cheers before the Cheers TV series with Ted Danson and all of his pals. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time on GLT. Thank you very much, GLT, your public radio station. They said that if the wind would just stop suddenly in central Illinois, everybody would just topple over because of the strong breezes that everybody's been leaning into over the last 24-plus hours. And it was pretty steady, very close to 30 miles an hour during the day. Today, it's eased off just a little bit, but winds are still 20 miles an hour, maybe up to 25 or so miles an hour in central Illinois. I'm in Tucson, Arizona this evening, where it's not so windy, but it's going to be every bit as chilly overnight here in Tucson tonight as it will be in Bloomington Normal. And by that, I mean down to at least the mid-30s, perhaps down to freezing, and that's unusual for this area. Not so unusual for the 12th of November in central Illinois. Wherever you are, I'm glad you're listening. Hopefully you're getting a little respite from the wind. How's it going with you this evening?
I'm just breezing along with the breeze, trailing the rails, roaming the seas, like The birdies are singing, the trees pleasing to live, living to please. The sky is the only roof I have over my head, and when I'm weary, Mother Nature makes me a bed. I'm just going along as I please, breezing along with the breeze. I'm breezing, breezing, breezing right along with the breeze. Mother Nature makes me a bed. I'm just going along as I please, breezing along with the breeze. I'm breezing along with the breeze.
I bet you are. That's Kay Starr with Van Alexander's arrangement. And we breeze through Radio Munson through a quick 2 hours every Thursday night here on GLT. I appreciate your being along. You can email me at don@wglt.org, don@wglt.org. And that's also the website at which you can listen to archived Radio Munson programs, all 2 hours worth, whenever the impulse strikes you, wglt.org, and click on Music. Speaking of which...
Say it's yes and then it's no, you say you'll stay and then you go, you're undecided now. So what are you gonna do? First you say you do, and then you don't. And then you say you will, and then you won't. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Now you wanna play, and then it's no. And when you say you say, that's when you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do?
I've been sitting on the fence, and it doesn't make much sense. You keep me in suspense, and you know it. You promise to return when you don't, I really burn. Guess I'll never learn, and I'll show it.
If you got a heart, and if you're kind, then don't keep us apart, make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Now, so what are you gonna do? Now you wanna play, and then it's no, then it's no. And when you say you say, it's when you go, when you go, you're undecided now. So what are you gonna do? I've been sitting on the fence, and it doesn't make much sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense, and you know it. You promise to return when you don't, I really burn. I guess I'll never learn, and I'll show it. If you got a heart, and if you're kind, then don't keep us apart, make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? You say it's yes, and then it's no. You say you'll stay, and then you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do?
The Ames Brothers and a little bit of indecision, which is what we're plagued with here this evening on Radio Munson. I was going to do an Artie Shaw thing and something by another band leader named Ozzie Nelson. Remember Ozzie and Harriet's TV show? They were both big band people. Ozzie Nelson had a band, sang with it. He's going to here on Radio Munson. And Harriet Hilliard, was his girl singer. We'll do something from Artie Shaw and from Ozzie Nelson coming up in a few minutes. This is Frank Vignola's guitar and Sam Palafian's, a guy playing the tuba with the Wabash Blues. Wabash Blues, Frank Vignola's guitar, and Sam Palafian, the tubaist. Is that a right? Is that the correct word? Tubist? The tuba player. Thank you. Beyond the Blue Horizon, Artie Shaw's band. I think Ray Conniff is a guy who arranged that. Conniff did a lot of arranging for Artie Shaw and played in his trombone section. I'm Don Munson. I promise we're going to do something from down in New Orleans this evening, and we're going to go down to the Belle of the Ball down in New Orleans, Bonu Gibson, who's going to sing a song, and then we're going to hear a great stride pianist from the Big Easy. Coming up here on Radio Munson, here's Ozzie Nelson with his band. As promised, this will be from the late 1930s, singing with his band.
Somebody else is taking my place. Somebody else now shares your embrace. While I am trying to keep from crying, you go around with a smile on your face. Little you care for vows that you make. Little you care how much I have paid. My heart is aching, my heart is breaking. Somebody's taking my place.
To the Big Easy on Radio Munson now with Bonu Gibson.
Thank you.
A song of New York City, and the song that came down, or the fad that came down from Harlem, called Truckin', and Banu Gibson does it, and of course it made its way down to New Orleans very quickly. Banu Gibson is a fixture in New Orleans singing those songs, and the band, all New Orleans guy, that was David Boardinghouse playing piano, and who did I see there? It was Dave Sager, I believe, who was the trombonist, and Charles Fardella on trumpet, and Tom Fisher's the guy who was playing that saxophone. Here on Radio Munson, somebody slipped me, well, not somebody, a friend from who lives in Denver, and but happened to be in New Orleans, and she picked up a CD of a young phenom pianist, well, he's middle 40s now, pianist down there, a stride pianist, guy by the name of Richard Scott. If you've been to New Orleans in recent years, you probably heard his name down there. He's a stride pianist. Stride piano is a way of playing that grew out of the ragtime music of the late 1800s and early 1900s. Biggest difference between ragtime and stride is that ragtime music is composed, written out. Stride pianists improvise as they go along, and Richard Scott can do it. Either way, not many people will try to play stride piano today because it keeps your left hand quite busy, alternating between chords and bass notes. And especially these young musicians, they don't want to have anything to do with stride piano. But Richard Scott came to New Orleans as soon as he graduated from music school to learn stride from some of the masters who are making their living playing stride piano. And David Boardinghouse, who just played for Banu Gibson, there's one of them. John Sheridan is another one. There were a couple of others. And this guy knows what he's doing. Richard Scott plays a song that Scott Joplin wrote in 1899. He'd spent some time in Sedalia, Missouri, so this song is associated with Sedalia, Missouri, because there was a place called the Maple Leaf Bar, the Maple Leaf Saloon, and Scott Joplin wrote the Maple Leaf Rag. Thank you. Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag, Richard Scott playing a little stride piano. Really, that was more of a ragtime. In fact, it's one of the most famous rags ever written. Written in 1899, the Maple Leaf Rag. Richard Scott now lives on Bourbon Street, and he just sort of soaks up that traditional Dixieland. So he plays with a lot of the Dixieland bands down there. You can catch him at places like Fritzl's and the Maison Bourbon, and aboard the steamboat Natchez, where he performs regularly with the Dukes of Dixieland. Also gives lectures on traditional piano styles over at the New Orleans Jazz National Historic Park. And you can, from time to time, hear him play him on the streets of the French Quarter on cool afternoons down NOLA way. Here he is with a bunch of guys who are in their 30s and 40s, just to prove that young musicians can soak up that good old traditional style. Here they are with Richard Scott's piano at the Jazz Band Ball. Jazz Band Ball. That's some guys who all have regular gigs down in New Orleans, but they love to get together and play traditional New Orleans-style Dixieland jazz with Richard Scott, the pianist. Check out his name on the bill down in New Orleans on what's playing, and go see him when you're down there the next time. Thanks, Jennifer, in Denver, for a little prodding to get some Richard Scott on Radio Munson. We're going to do some saloon songs later on in the show tonight. We're going to do a whole set of saloon songs. And if you have something that's bothering you a lot that you'd like to just spill to the bartender, the place ought to be pretty much emptied out before we do this. And you can just sort of let it rip. Cry in your beer, if you wish. But before that, we've been in New Orleans. I think we'll do one more New Orleans song here by Barbara Cook. Barbara Cook did not live in New Orleans, but certainly has played there many times. But that's not saying a whole lot because she's played just about everywhere. Barbara Cook is 87 years old and is still touring and recording. She actually made this recording about 3 years ago. She was 84 at the time, just getting ready for her 85th birthday, which was really a big deal. She's just revered. I mean, she's been on Broadway a number of times. She's been singing with symphony orchestras. She sings with jazz groups. Barbara Cook sings a song of a lady who's a bit down and out in New Orleans.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. It's been the ruin of many poor girls. And me, oh God, I'm one. My mother was a tailor. She sewed these new blue jeans. My daddy was a gambling man way down in New Orleans. Go tell my baby sister not to do what I have done, but to shun that house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. Well, it's 1 foot on the platform, 1 foot on the train. I'm going back to New Orleans to wear that ball and chain. There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. It's been the ruin of many poor girls, and me, oh God, I'm one. Pack up all my cares and woe, here I go, singing low, bye. Somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, so is he. Bye, bye, blackbird. No one here can love or understand me. Oh, what hard luck stories they all hand me. Make my bed and light the light. I'll be home late tonight. Blackbird.
'87-year-old Barbara Cook. She recorded that just 3 years ago. We're going to do something by the ever-enthusiastic vibraphonist Terry Gibbs and his band. Coming up here in just a few minutes, a little version of Don't Be That Way. Let's close out our little New Orleans segment with a song that King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band introduced in 1925. Vince Giordano's Nighthawks do it. It's called the Sugarfoot Stomp. Thank you. Don't Be That Way. Yeah, that's Terry Gibbs playing Vibes with his dream band of about a half century ago at some club in Hollywood. I forget which club it was. They played several clubs, but Terry had gathered some of the great stars of Woody Herman's band and Stan Kenton's band, the bands that were still hip and still around at the time, and formed his own band, which was just a favorite band out there on the West Coast. Well, we're here from coast to coast on Radio Munson here on GLT. I'm Don. We're here till 9 o'clock this evening. And you can reach me at don@wglt.org. Also, some archive programs at that site, wglt.org. You know I love to hear from you. That was a heck of a singing group, wasn't it? That quartet arranged by Gene Perling, one of the singers, and Bonnie Herman and Don Shelton and Len Dressler. They called themselves Singers Unlimited, and they were popular from 1972 till about 1981. They recorded that one in 1975, featuring Claire Fisher doing their instrumental arrangement and playing piano. And that was Gary Foster playing alto saxophone here on Radio Muncie. Here's Toots Tiedemann's harmonica and singer Beth Hart.
I've got a right to sing the blues. I've got a right to moan and sigh. I've got a right to sit and cry down around the river. A certain man in this old town keeps begging my poor heart around. All I say for me is misery. I've got a right to sing the blue. I got a right to moan and sigh. I've got a right to sit and cry down around the river. Soon that deep blue sea will be calling me. It must be say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues.
Tiedemann's with Beth Hart here on Radio Munson, broadcasting from a little ways up Dove Mountain, just outside of Tucson, Arizona, this evening, where the winds are much more moderate than in central Illinois, although the temperature is just about the same, as a matter of fact. What's it look like outside where you are?
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. start to fall, start to fall. Autumn leaves.
Tony Bennett, I imagine a number of those leaves blew into the neighbor's yard, didn't they? Could be a good thing. Well, it's the wind's calming down just a little bit. We're going to do some saloon songs a little later on in the show. This would be a saloon song, except it's just a little overly orchestrated to, you know, for to fit all those musicians into a saloon. So we won't call this one exactly a saloon song. But it's from an album called Lady in Autumn. It's Billie Holiday in the autumn of her life, shortly before her much too short life ended. And a song called Don't Worry About Me.
Don't worry about me, I'll get along. Forget about me, be happy. Let's say that our little show is over and so the story ends. Why not call it a day? The sensible way and still be friends. Look out for yourself, should be the rule. Give your heart and your love to whomever you love. Don't be a fool. Darling, why should you cling to some fading thing that used to be? If you can forget, don't worry about me. You cling to some fading thing that used to be. If you can forget, don't worry.